This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Weather Service says a nor'easter is going to barrel across the Northeast through tomorrow. Heavy rain, high winds, and that storm system that hammered California with heavy rain, that will be over the Plains states today. Large hail, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes are possible from Kansas through central Texas, says the Weather Service. Zachary Newman lives in Santa Rosa, north of San Francisco, and he says he and his family were tossing floodwaters out of their home yesterday as a nearby creek overflowed.
We were running up and down stairs, grabbing and just throwing everything, keeping that water up as much as possible, trying to keep that barrier up, trying to grab thick towels, thick blankets, just trying as much as possible to reduce it.
He talked to KGO-TV. A new AP poll finds a majority of Americans think the climate challenge is a serious problem. The AP's Julie Walker.
59% of Americans said the planet's warming was very or extremely important to them as an issue, up from 49% in 2018, according to the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Roughly that many also believe the pace of global warming is increasing. President Biden is hoping to help negotiate big cuts in climate-wrecking pollution globally at the upcoming summit in Scotland. But it's unclear whether he'll be able to get any significant climate legislation through Congress before it starts Sunday. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspect in the Boise, Idaho shopping mall shooting that killed two people is in critical condition in the hospital after police shot it out with him, say authorities. An injured police officer has been released from the hospital. No word yet on a motive. Home prices jumped in August by a near record amount from a year earlier, up almost 20%, as Americans eager to buy a home drove up prices on properties. This is AP News. Moderna will make COVID vaccine doses available to Africa. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Moderna is preparing to deliver the first 15 million doses by the end of this year, with 35 million in the first quarter of 2022 and nearly double that in the second quarter. The manufacturer says all doses are offered at its lowest tiered price. Africa and its 1.3 billion people remain the least vaccinated region of the world against COVID-19, with just over 5% fully vaccinated. The Moderna offer is separate from its deal with the global COVAX project to supply hundreds of millions of doses from late this year through next year. COVAX aims to supply doses to low and middle income countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.39 a gallon this morning, up 5 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.